Thank you, Paul. Well, hello and welcome to Red Red Wine on a Sunday. This week on the show, I'll be playing favorites. Yes, songs from the punk, R&B, glam, and hard rock genres that I've picked out as favorites. Oh, and you know, I'm Jerry, which I failed to mention there. Well, those genres plus some of your favorites, a couple of promos, an interview clip, you know the drill. So let's get right to it with some Buzzcocks. We'll be right back. the Mekons there with Like Spoons No More from The Quality of Mercy Is Not Sternin. I have to thank Boyd for suggesting that one for the show tonight. You know, I have heard many songs from that British band formed at the University of Leeds back in that seminal punk year of 77, but haven't got any albums, so now I must track down that debut album. Thanks, Boyd. Before the Mekons, a band I know a bit more about, the Buzzcocks. Yes, another British band from the early days of punk. The song is Whatever Happened To, and it's from that classic compilation of the Buzzcocks singles called Singles Going Steady. That one was pressed up by the IRS label in the U.S. back in 79. Way back at the start of the show, the song that is sort of a theme song to the favorite shows, The Replacements with Favorite Thing. Now this version is from the bootleg of the February 4th, 1986 show at Maxwell's. You know, in just 5 short days, the official recording of this show will be out on vinyl, remastered and ready for consumption by the casual fan. Wait, there are no casual fans of the Mats, right? Maybe I can't see the forest for the trees. Yeah, that's probably it. You'll be hearing more from that official bootleg, or the official recording of that bootleg. I guess it was recorded officially or professionally, and you know what you heard at the start of the show was an audience recording, so it'll be a little bit different. But you'll be hearing more of that in the coming weeks in the show, I guarantee that. Alright, let's move away from the punk. Yes, ma'am, step away from the pinheads, please, and go straight into a bit of modern day R&B.
Goodbye. Ain't that just like a crazy dream? Well, it almost made me cry. Hey, I put on my hat, I put on my coat, running through the wind and rain. Baby, baby, open up that door, tell me you love me once more. And my baby said, I don't you know.
Know your love is all I have.
I don't you know.
Know your love is all I
want. Oh, don't you
know
now.
Your love is all I want.
Well, all I have is you. Running down my eyes, I got no way for you're an angel or a devil in disguise. Well, ain't that funny what a dream can do? Make it act like a fool, make it think that the one who loves you has ever been untrue. And again she said, I don't
you know your love is all I have.
I don't you know now. Again she said, I don't
know.
Know
your love is all I have.
I don't
know
now.
Your love is all I need.
I don't
know. Know your love is all I want.
Well, all I have is you.
That old Jew's head woman, you're drunk again. J-U-N, drunk, I mean good and drunk. Coming right on in here, come on baby. Coming down the street with your hair in your hand. All them folks out there looking at you. Come on and sit down here by the piano. Put your hair up on the piano, ain't nobody gonna bother, cause we're all looking. Just sit down while I sing you this tune. C-U-N-E, tune, while I sing it to you. Ain't no use you drinking. draw in the crowd. I had to move last night for you hollered so loud you were drunk. Yes, baby, you was drunk. J-U-N, drunk. You was drunk, mama. Yes, you don't remember a thing you said. Look here, baby. What is that you got? Make all the folks think you so hot. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, it sure is. And I love it. But listen here, I'm gonna sing you another tune, honey. C-U-E-E, tune. Now listen. You wake up in the morning looking like an old dish rag. You look in the face like one of them old sea hags when you're drunk. Yes, when you're drunk. J-U-N, drunk, honey. When you're drunk, mama, you don't remember a thing you said. And yeah, what I don't like at all. Well, you wake one day, you lay off a week. Every time I find you in that bar across the street when you're drunk. Yes, baby, you're drunk. Still drinking. Yes, you're drunk, mama. Don't remember a thing you said. Now listen here. You told me you loved me, and I believe you. I don't know what you've been drinking, but your breath smells like you've been chewing chinches or something like that. Either chewing chinches or drinking bedbug juice. But this year is your last tune I'ma sing you now. Pay attention to me and lean up off of me now. Here you go. Well, you stayed drunk so long, you got the contact high. Start drinking in December and you drink until July. You'll be drunk. Yeah, you'll be drunk. You'll be drunk, mama. You don't remember a thing you said. Kiss me, baby.
Originally released on a Red Robin label 7-inch in 1954, that was Champion Jack Dupree with Drunk Again. Now, considering that the cheapest copy I can find on Discogs is going for about $3,000, I'll probably never have that one in the juke. But thank the Lord for reissues, as that was reissued on the Collectible label in 7-inch format back in the late 80s. Yes, I'll be tracking down that one at some point. Now, I have to thank Boyd yet again for suggesting that one for the show. He took it from a compilation called Jumpin' the Shuffle Blues, Jamaican Sound System Classics, 1946 to 1960, which he described as damn near 4 hours of jump blues, R&B, etc. Yes, I'll need that one as well. Looking up the song in my library, I have a copy of it from a compilation I downloaded called Drink Up. You know, have you heard about a website called Bebop Wino? No? Well, get yourself over there and search for Champion Jack Dupree. You'll find the homemade compilation called Drink Up, featuring Dupree along with Mr. Bear and Dr. Horse. Highly recommended. Before Mr. Dupree, you heard Mr. Waterhouse, as in Nick Waterhouse, ripped from his latest album called Never Twice. The song was Tracy. You can find that one pressed up on the Innovative Leisure record label. Yep, you can probably find that one still sealed in your local record shop, like I did last year. All right, it is time to get your platform shoes on and break the glitter out. Yes, we're moving on to some glam.
I we'd like to thank all the Melanie readers and all the fans for going out and buying the records and putting Come On Feel the Noise and Squeeze Me Please Me straight to number one in the charts. Hope you like the next record. Hope you like the new album as well. Go out and buy it and keep on rocking the red, 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 red.
Latest, that was Slade with Goodbye to Jane, but hey, I didn't need to tell you that. I do need to tell you about the band before Slade called Angel. No, not your American Angel, who released some great power pop nuggets in the late 70s. No, this is the UK band from 74 called Angel, who released just two singles on the Cube label that year. Both were produced by Mick Tucker and Andy Scott, who we will hear more from in the 7-inch Chuck Smith Show. The song is called Little Boy Blue, and if you think you've heard that riff before, yes, you have, but well, there's more to talk about in the 7-inch Chuck Smith Show. That song I took from a great compilation series called Pink Boots and Lipstick, Rare Glam and Bubblegum from the 70s. Specifically, I took that from Volume 4 of the 14-volume set. Yeah, lots of stuff on that. All right, enough glam. Let's get to the heart of rock. Yet it is time for some Supernaut.
Johnny is a guy who can't make up his mind. He says, I like it both ways. Johnny's world is inside out. His daddy thinks he's insane. Goes out on the town, flashes around. Is his mind deranged? Couples walk by, he watches them all. To him, they're all the same. I like it both ways. I like it both ways. I like it both ways. With Julie, he tells her she's his girl. He says, I'll love you always. When she's gone, a love will find within a schizophrenic mind, because he likes it both ways. One day it's a rose, another day a thorn. Just can't make the choice. She's so hard to find, can't make up his mind between a high and low pitch voice. I like it both ways. 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 Jesus Christ, can't make up his mind. He says, I like it both ways. Johnny's world is inside out. His daddy thinks he's insane.
It's just fallacious. know what I think? I think you two folks have this whole problem left. None of this nonsense about exercise and fresh air and sunshine when you could be devoting yourself to something really important like drinking. Now, what do we start with? Something nice, cold, and tall? Or shall I just push you a real short glass?
Yes, it is that time to raise a glass, and tonight I have an old favorite, Boger's Hangtown Red, a blend of Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Barbera, Pinot Noir, and Zinfandel. Each blend that the winery produces is given a lot number, and this one I have tonight is number 56. So without further ado, let's pour a glass here, and raise your glass up to a punk, R&B, glam, and hard rock. Cheers. Yes, I'm finishing up the last glass of the bottle I opened up last night, and the wine has continued to open up with exposure to oxygen, dark red fruit on the tongue, a nice warm and spicy nose. This one went well with the lemon chicken takeout we had from our local market, along with some sautéed mushroom and broccolini. Yes, it was a feast. You know, I need another sip, so please raise your glasses back up to the fine contributors to the show tonight. Boyd, Kate, Tom T, Darren, Andy, and Chris. Skol. Alright, the songs I played there. Both suggestions. Yes, both Darren and Kate suggested a song in the hard rock genre. First up, you heard the band Supernaut with the song I Like It Both Ways from their debut self-titled album of 76. Darren writes that it is an Aussie classic from 40 years ago. Despite its controversial lyrics, it went to number one and was aired during prime time on Australia's hugely popular show, a TV show called Countdown, which used to air every Sunday evening and watched by the whole nation. Wow, Darren, great song that I had never heard. Kind of bridges the gap between glam and hard rock nicely there. Love it. From Kate, you heard the band AC Slade with the song Live to Destroy from the album Valentine's for Sick Minds, released just last year. Now I dug around a bit for info on AC, and it turns out he is the current bassist for Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, along with doing his own solo stuff. He hails from Brooklyn, and I think that's his second solo album, something like that. All right, let's check out what is in the new releases aisle for a few sets here. Up first, let's stick in the hard rock / glam arena for some biters.
Oh,
Faction and their latest release called Heavy Manners. The song is 59 minutes past 11. Yes, a bit prophetic there considering the state of the nation, or nations as that band is from the UK. Before that, some Biters from their latest album called The Future Ain't What It Used To Be. You heard the fourth song on the B-side called Chasin' the Feeling. You know, I'm wearing out my copy of that Earache Records vinyl pressing. You know, I have the signed black vinyl copy version of the LP, but there are electric blue vinyl versions out there too. Yeah, I'll need to replace it soon, so I'm thinking I'll get the blue vinyl version as well. Yeah, one drawback with the vinyl, the more you play it, the more wear the grooves get. Not like those digital grooves. Hey, did you know that Baby Shakes have a new album out? No? Well, here's a taste of it.
Yeah. bush, I ain't ever known watching me say that. All these rhymes after 60 of a listen. These four walls cropped up again. Loose the parts and a crack in the ceiling. Leaky boy, have to decorate yourself. Leaky boy, and in the rubble we can rest. I'm a slice on a plate after 8 of the pie. Ready noise, rock and roll's got a cold in the chai. Why so shy? You never know what you may say. All these lions have to sink you to listen. These four walls cropped up again. Loose the parts and a crack in the ceiling. Make it four.
Pretty Vicious, and you just heard These Four Walls. It is from their forthcoming album. Kate, who has signed up for their mailing list, was kind enough to send that along to play. Before that, a band I had not heard of until I saw Andy and Chris of the Bonnevilles posting about the band on the Face Mess. The band is the Wood Burning Savages, and the song is called Living Hell. Starting to set off, you heard Baby Shakes with Come On from their new one called Turn It Up. Up next, I'm going to slow things down a bit with a song from Ted Leo's latest.
In fact, I worked it all the time. It hurts to find I never put enough inside. Pleased with every pixel, shame. what's the game? Left over and out here, I'm not asleep again. Lonsdale Avenue, I'm coming back home. I've been walking many a mile. Protect her from this life and all its pain. We called her many things, and those things she remained. She taught me better love than I might ever know. Slip into the slipstream, follow her and go. But this man who gladly move a million mountains must get outside and shovel snow. Coming back home. I've been walking many a mile alone. Long, long avenue, I'm one of your own. I've been working my fingers.
Loving that new song from the band Modern Kicks. The song is called Don't Stop for Love, and it's from a 12-inch EP of the same name that will be released in December. I pre-ordered the vinyl version and was able to play that song for you from that new one. The band hails from San Francisco and have released two previous albums that you can find on the Bandcamp machine, as well as that new one you can find there too. Before Modern Kicks, you heard Ted Leo from his new album called The Hanged Man. The song was Lonsdale Avenue. Okay, it is time to head into the Pinhead Studios and punch up some 7-inch that I've ripped from these songs loaded into the Seberg Model R, that chrome beast of a jukebox that sits in the corner of the studios. First up, some reggae-tinged punk from 1980.
Just giving tickets, that's right. Ride, how we ride.
classic from the Dead Kennedys there. Holiday in Cambodia, ripped from the IRS 7-inch released in 1980. You know, from that same year, and ripped from a UK Polydor 7-inch, was the band 999 with the song Trouble. You can find that on their third album called Biggest Prize in Sport. My favorite of theirs, which has other great songs like Boys in the Gang, Inside Out, and a song about the band's first trip to the U.S. called Hollywood. Yeah, that album is a favorite. Speaking of favorites, I love the Black Oak, Arkansas version of Jim Dandy from the 70s, but here's another version served up back in 56.
Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go Jim Dandy, go Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy on a mountain top, 30,000 feet to drop. Spot a lady on a runaway horse. Aha, that's right, of course. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go Jim Dandy, go Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy met a girl named Sue. She was feeling a kind of blue. Jim Dandy is the kind of guy never liked to see a little girl cry. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go Jim Dandy, go Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go Jim Dandy, go! Jim Dandy in a submarine got a message from a mermaid queen. She was hanging from a fishing line. Jim Dandy didn't waste no time. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go Jim Dandy, go Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy wanted to go to Maine. Got a ticket on a DC plane. Jim Dandy didn't need no suit. He was hip for and ready to boot. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go Jim Dandy, go Jim Dandy. Go, go, go Jim Dandy. Go, go, go Jim Dandy. Go, go, go Jim Dandy. Go on.
Have really done it this time. Destined to be one of the top albums of the year, Macklemore Avenue.
Baby, it's utter fantastic.
So fantastic, you'll just have to hear it.
Hearing is believing.
Pure funk, as the MGs outdo the Beatles on their latest, but got to be the greatest. Booker T and the MGs doing everybody's thing, Macklemore Avenue.
It's available at your favorite record shop.
And she ain't lying either.
Yeah.
the B-side of Chinese Checkers, you heard Booker T and the MGs with a song called Plum Nelly, ripped from the Stax vinyl 7-inch released back in 62. I love that Hammond that jumps right off of the 45. Before that, you heard Laverne Baker and the Gliders with Jim Dandy from an Atlantic label 7-inch. That song was written by Lincoln Chase specifically for Laverne Baker and the band, so you heard the original version of it. Did you know that the term Jim Dandy predates the song and, according to the Book of Knowledge, signifies an outstanding person or thing? Seems like the term first turned up in 1844, and it may itself come from the title of an old song called Jim Dandy of Caroline. Interesting stuff. And here's some interesting glam.
Chillin' on a boogie.
I have to thank Tom for suggesting that slice of glam from Sweet. Yes, the song is Fox on the Run, a classic that appeared first on the band's album Desolation Boulevard, and then in a slightly different version on a single from 75. You heard the single version there, ripped from a Capitol Records 7-inch that sold a ton of copies. And I've been reading a book I picked up on my recent vacation. The book is called Shock and Awe, Glam Rock and Its Legacy, and the author is Simon Reynolds. There's a chapter devoted to the Sweet called Teenage Rampage. And in it you read, and I quote, their first self-produced single, Fox on the Run, showed how they'd learnt from their proximity to Wayman and Chapman. Buffed and burnished to a dazzling sheen, it was a perfect merger of bubblegum and hard rock. Yes, Andy Scott and Mick Taylor started writing their own stuff and sort of borrowed the riff from themselves, as if you listen to the Angel song I played earlier tonight called Little Boy Blue, you can hear the genesis of Fox on the Run, but as Simon says, a bit polished up. You know, I was happy to find that book on the shelves at that American bookstore in Paris called Shakespeare and Company. In fact, it had one of those 2-inch high little sleeve that great bookstores have. Yes, a staff pick sleeve. There's kind of a band kind of around the book, you know, removable. In fact, Shakespeare and Company take it a step further with a printed staff pick, which states, I quote, "First off, this isn't a cheap cash-in. Bowie's presence is everywhere but the book. But in the book, that's a measure of his influence on both glam rock and on wider culture. So you get plenty of Bowie, plus you get T-Rex and Slade and lots of less glittery glam lights, as Reynolds provides his usual in-depth and intelligent analysis of the impact of the weird, wild stomping sounds of glam from its 60s precursors to its ongoing infiltration of pop music today." Well, reading that blurb, I had to buy the book, right? Plus, it's a great souvenir of the trip, as we spent a bit of time near the shop that sits next to the Seine, just across from Notre Dame and in the heart of the tourist-laden Latin Quarter on the left bank. Well, back to T-Rex, who the slave mentions, and yes, has a whole chapter in the book. The song you heard is called Born to Boogie, and it's from a Japanese pressing of the single on Odeon Records, the B-side of Solid Gold, Easy Action. Well, it is time to head into the hard rock genre, and one thing I love about hard rock is the tender jam. Maybe that's its own genre.
The girl's a fool, she broke the rules, she heard a lie. This time you will break down. She's lost this trust, and so she bust all this lost. The system has broke down. Romance has broke down. This boy is cracking up. She plays it hard, she plays it tough. But that's enough, the love is over. She's broke his heart and that is rough. But in the end he'll soon recover. The romance is over. This boy is cracking up. This boy has broken down. This boy is cracking up. This boy. The old town, it's not the same, honey, when you're not around. I've been spending my time in the old town. I sure miss you, honey, now you're not around. Now you're not around this old town. Hola.
can't go wrong with a bit of AC/DC, right? That is the song, What Do You Do For Money, Honey? And it is the B-side of Back in Black, and from this album of the same name. Before that, a song from the Thin Lizzy founder, Phil Lynott. He goes solo in 82 for the song Old Town, which I ripped from a UK single on the Vertigo label. You can find that one on his album, simply called the Phil Lynott Album, or Philip Lynott Album, excuse me. I've got one more song for you, and I'm not sure which genre to call this one. Well, before I describe it, I need to tell you what I've got cooking in the next few weeks. Next week, I'll be celebrating the 8th year of the show, and the subject will be 8. In 2 weeks, we're all going crazy, as that is the subject. So if you have any crazy eights out there, send me a line at redredwineonasunday@gmail.com. All right, that last song, well, I have heard the band described as punk. I've heard the term new wave, also indie, as the British love that term. Actually, this song was the very first number one single on the indie charts in Britain when they instituted the system in 79. So there's one clue for you. Oh yeah, and it's one of the legendary Rough Trade singles. John Peel calls it the only Star Trek tribute worthy of the Enterprise's jukebox. Yeah, the song I'll be playing, yes, you guessed it, is Where's Captain Kirk from the band Spiz Energy. Kind of appropriate, as I thought. There's two new Star Trek series out there, one serious and one bit of a parody. Yeah, so I hope you have enjoyed the latest favorite show, and I'll see you next week for more Red Red on a Sunday.
Incidentally, it's been wonderful being able to bring you our recorded music that you've requested. And in the future, ladies and gentlemen, if you think of some number you'd like me to record, let me know, because I enjoy making records of the numbers you want most to hear. And George is suggesting right now that it's time to go.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.